Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. So glad you've joined me on this Monday morning, although I realize some of you are listening to this at a different time. But I'm so glad you joined me. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and we're going to begin a new theme this week, and we're going to talk about what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God, which it says clearly there in the account of creation in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And understanding the ramifications of being made in the image and likeness of God actually answers a lot of questions that people struggle over. For example, you're going to find that it explains, it gives understanding to the existence of evil in the world. It also gives understanding of the true meaning of love. It also gives understanding as to why there will be a final judgment, which the Bible talks about very much. And so let's get into this now by reading Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And Genesis chapter 1 is the account of creation, where God begins creating the world, the universe, the heavens, the earth, the plants, the animals. But on the final day of creation, on the sixth day, which indicates now that mankind, humanity, is the crown of creation. Humanity is his final act of creation. And Genesis 1:26 says, "Then God said, let us make man." Now, I've got to point this out. I'm reading from the New King James, and like the King James, it says man. However, the Hebrew word here is Adam, and it is a gender-inclusive name like our English word people. And that is why some of the newer translations, such as the New Living Translations, actually translates this as people. And God said, let us make people in our image. The New Revised Standard Version says humanity. The NIV says mankind, because it is obvious from the Hebrew, the original Hebrew, and also from the Septuagint, which is the earliest translation of the Old Testament, produced around the year 275 BC by 70 Jewish scholars. And it also uses, it translates it with the Greek word anthropoi, which also is the Greek word for people, gender inclusive, like the word people. So it is clear that this is not talking about the creation of the first male. It's talking about the creation of the human species. And this is borne out because from now on, the writer, which we believe was Moses uses the plural pronouns. So listen to this. Then God said, let us make people, excuse me, or humanity in our image according to our likeness. Man, that is powerful. We cannot begin to plumb the depths of the meaning of what it means that we were made in the image and likeness of the Almighty. Now, this has nothing to do with physical attributes because God is spirit. I heard one well-known preacher say years ago, he said, well, God is about 5'11" and weighs about 190 pounds. And he seemed to be serious about this. And this is how he was interpreting to be made in the image and likeness of God. Well, no, God cannot be measured in physical feet and inches or in pounds. No, God is spirit. And to be made in the image and likeness of God means that there is something about the personhood of God, about his being, that we were made like him. We were made in the image and likeness of our Creator. And some of the ramifications of this is, obviously, is that it indicates that we were made as people, as creatures, who are able to think and to reason and to make choices. Now, most of the universe, but the physical universe is guided by the direct actions of God or laws that He has made, the planets, the comets, and so on. Animals are very much guided by instinct. Angels are not made, there's no indication, angels are made in the image and likeness of God. In fact, think about this. There are angels who fail, who sinned, who rebelled against God. But God did not provide any redemption for angels who fail. Isn't that something? But He did for fallen humanity made in His image and likeness. The writer of Hebrews mentions this. Let me read it. Hebrews chapter 2. Listen to this, starting at verse 14. It says, "Insomuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, He Himself," and it's talking about Jesus Christ, who is God incarnate, "He Himself likewise shared in the same, that through death He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed He does not give aid to angels, but He does give aid to the seed," or the descendants, "of Abraham." Now, the context, He's talking about salvation. He's talking about redemption. He's talking about God coming to this earth in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, born of a virgin, becoming incarnate, dying a horrible death on a cross. He did not do that for angels, but He did do it for those whom He had created in His image and likeness. You know, there's a passage in Psalms chapter 8, verse 5, where David said, "What is man?" And it's the word Adam. "What is humanity? What is mankind that thou art mindful of him? For you have made him a little," my New King James here says, "you have made him a little lower than the angels." But now here's something that it's interesting. In the Hebrew word that is translated angel in the King James and New King James is the Hebrew word Elohim, which is a common name for God in the Old Testament. In fact, in Genesis 1:1, where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," it is the Hebrew word Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And David said in Psalm chapter 8, verse 5, what is this creature? What is humanity? What is man that you are mindful of him? For you have made him a little lower than Elohim. You made him just a little lower than God. Oh, my friends, no, we're not anywhere close to God when it comes to his infinite wisdom and all powerful. He is omniscient, all knowing. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. And he is and you know what? I've used that word so many times. Isn't that something? I can't come up with that word. Maybe because there is no limit to his power. There is no limit to his wisdom. So we're not even close to him when it comes to our personhood, to being creatures who are made in his image and likeness, who are able to think and reason and have a relationship with him, he has made us very close to him. And we are the only creatures that he chose to redeem when we had fallen in rebellion and sin against him. No, the angels have no hope. They have no redemption. But he did redeem you and I. Oh, how we need to tell the world this wonderful truth of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What a wonderful thing that God would come down. And it shows us how much He values a relationship with us. And let me close with this. You see, there cannot be a real love relationship without choice. Can you imagine being married to a robot, even a sophisticated robot, like Data in the old Star Trek movies? I haven't seen the new ones in recent years. But even a sophisticated robot, there would be no real desire to have a love relationship with a robot that you could computerize and you could just enter in and you could program to act the way that you want them to act and say, I love you when you want them to say it and put their arms around you when you need them to. No, 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 no. Free choice is a necessary element of love. We want to be in a love relationship with someone who loves us because they have chosen to be in that relationship and love us. And God took a real chance, we could say, speaking, so to speak, when he created creatures in his image and likeness with the real ability to choose to love him or the ability to choose not to love him. And yes, God knew what would happen. He knew that the creatures he created would turn from him. But apparently, he looked ahead and he saw that the end result would outweigh the suffering and pain that would come into the world because of man's rebellion, that he saw that the joy and the wonder of creatures whom he would redeem and having fellowship with these creatures that he had made in his image and likeness would be worth all of the pain that would come into the world because some of them would turn away from him. Oh, my friends, what an incredible thing it is for us to be made in the image and likeness of God. And we will continue this theme tomorrow. Don't miss it. My friends, what a wonderful thing. What an awesome privilege, but also what an awesome responsibility it is to be made in the image and likeness of God. And that's why there will be a final judgment. And we will talk about this tomorrow. God bless you. Hey, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And here's something I want to say to you. If you have a biblical or theological question, you're welcome to email it to me. My email is there on my website at eddiehyatt.com. But also, if there is a biblical or theological theme that you would like to hear discussed on these podcasts, email me and let me know. Or if you want to friend me on Facebook, I'm at Eddie L. Hyatt, and you can message me and let me know. But I'd be glad to consider your suggestions for any biblical or theological themes that you would like to hear discussed. And in the meantime, God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.